We are in Brachos, Daf Vavam and Beis, about six lines before the lines get really wide. The two dots, Amar Rabbi Chalba, Amar Rav Huna. Hayitzemi Bet HaKnesset, Ar Yafsi HaPsiya Gasa. Rabbi Chalba taught in the name Rav Huna, when you leave shul, don't take big steps. Looks like you're running away from shul. Walk slow steps, small steps. Walking big steps seems like you're impatient. Like shul's been detaining you. Abaye said, this is all when you're leaving shul. When you're coming to shul, it's a mitzvah to run, so long as you don't seem insane. Shenemar, the verse says, we run after the connection, the knowledge of Hashem. Amar Rabbi Zeira said, Mireishkeh v'chazina lul rabbanan, dekarati lepirka b'shabata. Initially, when I saw the rabbis running to the speech on Shabbos, Amina, I said to myself, Kamechalin Rabbanan Shabbata, the rabbis are desecrating Shabbos. What are they running on Shabbos for? That's not a way to walk on Shabbos. It says you're supposed to walk calmly on Shabbos. The verse in Yeshaya says, Im tashiv mi Shabbat paglecha, if your gait will be indicative of Shabbos, that you walk with a calm gait. So these rabbis that are running to the speech on Shabbos, I thought they're desecrating the Shabbos. But then I heard that Rabbi Tanchum said in the name of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Le'olam yarutz adam l'dvar halacha v'afilu b'shabbat. A person should always run to learn halacha or to do a mitzvah, even if it's on Shabbos. Shenemar achei Hashem yilchu kariyei yishak, ku yishak v'echardu v'ni miyam. The verse says they run after God, like when a lion gives a roar, anan nami rahidna. So then I said, okay, if you're supposed to run to a mitzvah, even on Shabbos, you're supposed to run to learn halacha even on Shabbos, so then I started running too. Initially, Rabbi Zeira would look at them askant and say, what are they running on Shabbos for? And then he learned, you're supposed to run on Shabbos to a mitzvah, so then he would run as well. Amar Rabbi Zeira, now Rabbi Zeira taught another thing. Igra de pirka, the prime wages that the average person gets when they go to a rabbi's speech. Well, let's see. Does the average person know to recount what they heard in the speech? No. The average person in their days, remember the Torah was Torah Shebal Peh. So the rabbi would teach them something by heart, and if they couldn't get it down pat, if they couldn't repeat it and get the halacha exactly, then they didn't really learn. Because it wasn't like today where, the rabbi gives a nice thought in the speech, and if you got that, that's fine. Back then, the rabbi gave a speech, he was giving you a page in Gemara Brachos, right? He was teaching you Talmud in his speeches. And if you didn't get it down pat so that you could repeat it, then you didn't learn. So what is the average person, what wages does he get for his going to the rabbi's speech? Riyata. The fact that he ran to the rabbi's speech, that's why he gets wages. The fact that you went, that you pulled yourself off the couch and you went out, and instead of sitting at home, you went out to the speech, that's the prime wages you're going to get. Because for the learning, well, you didn't really learn if you didn't get it. Amar Abaye taught, Igra de Kala, the wages that people get for coming to these huge speeches called Kala, where they'd have a Shabbos before the Yom Tov, where the rabbi would give all the halachas of the Yom Tov that's coming up, so everyone would gather together. You'd have thousands in this coliseum, and the rabbi would be speaking. Now, the average person, again, he wasn't getting it. So, Igra de Kala, what wages does he get for coming to that speech? Duchka, because he puts up with tight, cramped quarters. Everyone's standing all squished together hearing the rabbis. Well, it's not so comfortable to be there that way. So that's the prime wages for coming to that speech. Amar Rava. Rava said, Iga de Shmaita Svara. The wages of learning is when you could understand the idea behind it, when you work out the logic behind it. It's not enough that you could quote, the rabbi said this. Wait a second, did you understand the logic behind what he said? Did you work to figure out the logic? If you got the svara, if you figured out the logic behind it, that's the wages of learning. If you can just regurgitate, well, he said this, and he said that, but you didn't get the thought behind it, that's not the prime wages of learning Torah, of learning a Shmaita. Amar Rav Papa, Rav Papa taught, Igra de Beitamya Shtikuta, the wages of the house of mourning is being silent. Meaning, sometimes a person's supposed to be quiet. There are other people there who should talk. People are quick to talk when they come to a house of mourning. And no, sometimes you have to know the great wages are when you could sit there quietly. Amar malzutrega tanita tzitkata malzutra taught the great wages for the fast day is when you give charity so that the poor have what to eat at the end of the fast day. People think the great wages is because I fasted all day. Well, that's a mitzvah. But you should know the greatest wages in Shemayim is when you take care of the poor. They have what to break their fast on. Amar Rav Sheisha taught iga de speida de luye. The great wages for eulogizing is when a person raises his voice and he causes others to weep. Deluye, when you could make your voice in a way that it gets other people to weep. So that's the great wages of giving a eulogy, when you could arouse the listeners. Amaravashi ega de behilule mile. Ravashi said the great wages of a wedding, of a simcha, is all the different shtick that you can do to make the chasan and kala happy. If you can make the chasan happy by the different things you say, the different things you do, that's the greatest wages of going to a wedding.